They are the longest tenured federal law enforcement group in the United States. Their important work has played a critical role in U.S. history. However, their contributions are often behind the scenes. This city hopes to shed more light on those who have preserved law and justice. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Now we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Yeah, well come on.
Today's a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
drop it down. We know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up. Veggie night and day.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
It's one of the oldest law enforcement groups in the United States.
They were the oldest federal law enforcement agency in the country. They predate the FBI, the CIA, all of those by over 100 years. They were created by George Washington with the Judiciary Act in 1789.
Leslie Higgins shares the story of the U.S. Marshals in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
They are important in the history of Fort Smith, especially during the time period in the late 19th century during the Judge Parker Court here in town. They were the ones that were receiving the warrants and writing out into Indian Territory, bringing back the criminals to be tried in the court here.
Fort Smith is home to the new U.S. Marshals Museum. There's a good reason for that.
There are more marshals buried in this area than any other part of the country, which is one reason why Fort Smith was chosen for the museum. Somewhere around 88 marshals killed during that time period out of the 250 that have been killed in the entire history of the Marshal Service.
A new Marshals Museum will open here by 2017. Highlighting the importance of the group.
The history of the Marshal Service is really the history of America, and a lot of people don't realize that. They are one of the least known about agencies, especially federal law enforcement agencies in the government.
Leslie says the Marshals have played an important yet often overlooked role in many critical events in U.S. history, from quelling the Whiskey Rebellion to desegregation of schools in the 1960s. More next time as we travel the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.